We know that it's pretty certain that the original Cambridge has now been lost forever. Where does that leave your replica?
Well, it certainly means that whenever there's an exhibition or a start of an expedition, it's called upon to be there, and certainly it's called upon so that Tim can sit in it and be photographed. So I'm very pleased that Michael Geary refurbished it for me. I'm very pleased. It's a fantastic car to drive, but I'm more pleased that Tim considered it and be photographed.
Michael, when you set out to make a replica, it was the Oxford car you chose first, you had no idea where this was going to lead, did you?
Not in the beginning, no. I just wanted to build something slightly different, and that's what came, you know, the replica. And then I got in touch with Steve at Series 1 event, and Steve said, do you want to do another one? So I said, yeah, great, let's do the pair. And that's when we started thinking about putting a trip together.
But that trip didn't happen.
It didn't, unfortunately, no. It didn't.
Political situation just made it
The time for us, it was the Pakistan floods in September, and that was the real sort of crux of it for us that put the end to it, because there's no way we could have got through because of the flooding.
Which is a great shame, but at the same time, Last Overland wouldn't happen without your involvement.
That's quite right, because my engine's going in for the journey. Yep, that's true.
So, still a connection between Michael Geary and the Overland.
You can't get rid of me that easily.
Graham, I'd go further than that and say if it wasn't for Michael Geary and yourself, this expedition would not be taking place on the 25th of August, because it was through both of you rekindling the interest in the expedition that things happened. We had the reunion at Land Rover, where we found the 10 of the original expedition members of the three Oxford and Cambridge expeditions in the 50s, and so on. So really, it goes back to those early roots of the inspiration of Michael wanting to do it, and yourself and your camera work and filming, which really are the starting point for what we see here today.
Well, you're very kind.
Yeah. I think we sort of lit a very large blue touch paper, you know, back in 2005 by rebuilding the replicas and rejuvenating the whole thing. And everyone, it was popular again, everyone was talking about it again. And, you know, we were going to go, and it didn't happen, sadly. But since then, it's sort of kept simmering away on the hot plate, you know, the back hot plate. And then Adam came along, and Adam brought the original car back, and now the Africa car has been found and restored. It's still going, you know. You can't kill it.
Yeah, and I'd like to also add to that that I think Adam's done an amazing job. His can-do attitude is another absolutely fundamental part of why this expedition is taking place. So great credit to Adam
absolutely.
For his can-do attitude.
Yeah. And the expense that he's gone to get it this far with original cars as well.
And that's
I couldn't afford it.
That's why we're both here today, because we feel it's worthy of every ounce of our support.
Absolutely.